Okay, so I'm not even going to number this episode because the last time we did a podcast, Matt said, "Oh, well, anyway, this is episode number 2." And I was like, I wasn't ready. I didn't think we were going to do a podcast. So I don't know. I don't know which number podcast this is. This might be 3, this might be 4. But anyway, this is Romel. And with me today is Calvin.
Hello!
We told you about Calvin before, and he's here. He's hanging out with us at this point, mainly to hang out. What we did, what did we just do today?
We hung out. I'm fairly sure that recording was a part of the plan, and it's a good thing that, you know, the lackluster thought, at least we have the recorder going now.
Yeah, exactly.
We watched Raw.
We watched Monday Night Raw.
Dude, it was very dramatic. CM Punk, man, I feel sorry for that guy.
Yes, yeah.
But, you know, you don't mess with Brock Lesnar.
No. Especially if Paul Heyman is, like, pulling the strings.
Yeah, Paul Heyman. He deserves to get everything that happens to bad
might
people.
Be coming, might be coming to him. Well, a lot of things, well, he is losing his hair. I mean, he still keeps that ponytail, you know, in the back there. I mean, but okay. So anyway, I thought I'd bring Calvin here because we talked about him during our first episode entitled "What Is IMO?" And oh, by the way, before we go into that, I have some good news for everyone out there. Our podcast, the Gunshy Patriot Show, is now listed on iTunes. So if you have an iDevice, an iPod, an iPad, an iPhone, follow our link on our Gunshy Patriots website on Facebook or on MySpace. And I think I even tweeted it. And in about 2 days, you should be able to type in Gunshy Patriots on your search bar in your iDevice and be able to locate our podcast. So there you have it, man. Hopefully we'll get more followers this way.
Right?
Yeah.
You guys gave out some shout-outs there.
That's right. So anyway, so shout-outs. You have any shout-outs before I begin?
I got shout-outs to all the ladies that I know. And fellas, you can be jealous.
That's awesome. Because I thought you were going to name some people. Okay. I want to shout-out Tommy Shimizu, who we met yesterday at King's, last night at King's, by happenstance, I think. And he saw that the Gunshy Patriots were had a table over at the Twin and King's and sat with us and got a free coffee from us, I think. Dude, that was good. So, Tommy, thanks for listening. Thanks for following. If you'd like to get shouted out, just follow this podcast. Well, we'll get to everyone, I'm pretty sure. We don't have that many fans. Okay, so anyway.
That is malarkey.
We have a growing fan base.
We're the greatest band in the world.
I know CM Punk can say stuff
and
like that.
No one else knows it yet. Yeah, that's just it.
It's untapped potential at this point.
CM Punk can't say things like that. Because he's the greatest.
He is the greatest, man. He is the greatest. So, part of the reason I brought Calvin here is because we talked about him on the first podcast. And he's kind of an integral part of the direction IMO has taken.
One direction that IMO has taken.
And earlier I was asking him how he knew that he was in the band. And yeah, go ahead and take it away, man.
I guess I joined the band when Romel asked me to. I'm not sure.
It must have been during maybe our second performance at the UOG Charter Day.
Well, I'd always played music with you.
Yeah.
Whenever, you know, we were around. It's good times.
Yeah, good times.
And it was shout outs to Faye Dean.
Faye Dean, hold on, yeah.
Shout outs to Faye Dean and Lisa.
Uh huh.
AmeriCorps. That was Big Girls Don't Cry, man. I think that was the
Is that why we started doing that?
No, because Faye Dean was so enthralled.
Right, right. That was a good song, by the way.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That was a good rendition.
I remember you keep mixing it into, like, different songs.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that was good.
Because you guys did A Gunshy Patriots, mm-hmm. or was it the Imaginary Friends?
Imaginary Friends back
then. It was the Imaginary Friends Charter Day when you blew voice. That was the...
That's right. I think that was the first one or the second one.
I think that may have been the first. Weren't we the second one?
Yeah, yeah. Calvin joined, I think, the second time Imaginary Friends did Charter Day.
So I'm
Calvin
season two.
Yeah.
Season two Imaginary Friends.
Season two. And, of course, in 2008 or 9, he helped us record our debut album.
That was good times.
Yeah.
That was the studio.
One night. Yeah, that was one night.
Oh, shout-outs to Arena! Yo!
Yeah, that's right.
College!
Yeah, Arena. How is Arena, by the way?
Arena's good.
Okay, good, good. So, shout-outs to Arena. I still owe you... We still owe you a karaoke night, dude.
Oh.
Yeah. That has to happen.
She still owes me a drink.
Okay, there you go.
That works.
Well, see, you could get drinks.
That could all happen in one night.
Yeah, that could all happen at the same time.
Before something else that night.
Yeah. Anyway, another reason I brought Calvin over is because so we could jam. So, why don't we do that thing we were doing right before I turned on the recorder?
Dude! Take off your bands, bro. Just kidding.
Okay.
PG-13. That?
Yeah. Or
something else.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't lie no more.
on my way. So I'll be on my way. So I'll be on my way.
Woo! Damn. That was pretty good.
You need to have the lyrics for Radioactive, because I think, I swear to God, that song's in the same key, man.
What's Radioactive is by who?
Imagine Dragons.
Okay.
Breaking out. It's a revolution, I suppose.
I'm not solid on that song. Not to say that I'm solid on Too Close, because that was like the first time we broke that out.
I said that under my breath. PG-13, that stuff was solid.
Yeah, but
rock solid.
But I actually don't know what Imagine Dragons is.
Like a lava lamp.
We gotta check this. We're gonna hear it. It's B minor, D, then A,
and then G.
Yeah, yeah.
See?
Almost.
Yeah, these pop music. That's
they just keep recycling the same chords over and over. That's Do you know the song? You want to sing
it? I don't know it. I could sing the song, but I'm not confident.
Okay.
That's a good jam, though. I know you'd like that. Okay, it's about Voltron. I'm serious. I'm serious.
4 feet and legs and stuff,
dude.
Okay, we're gonna have to listen to it. But like I don't want to
turn into a Guyver.
I don't want to play the video while we're recording the podcast because we might get blocked. You know how that is. Yeah.
Mm.
I don't know if iTunes does that or if that's just like a YouTube thing. But I remember that one New Year's Day, New Year's like early morning when my mom and my sister were out there and we were just breaking out the sparklers and stuff. And the Rihanna song was playing and my video got blocked because...
Copyright?
Yeah, because of the copyright and because the algorithm heard the song that was playing on the radio in the background while we were... While we were sparkling it up, dude. That's crazy. Technology these days, yeah.
Good thing no one, you know, thinks our covers are radio worthy.
Right. No. See. But see, technology, I mean, it allows us.
That's a little
us
bit
to,
much, bro.
Yeah. Anyway, remember when I was telling you when we were lined up earlier?
Yeah, yeah.
How.
We were getting that church's. KFC.
KFC, so. I was telling you how copyright. Facebook once asked me, hey, this picture looks like it was taken at Markinisha Mall.
GPS.
And I was like, what? How do you know that? Yeah, and I figured it was like the GPS or something, right?
It's Enemy of the State, bro. You watched that movie?
Yeah, I think I did.
Dude. Will Smith, bro. He was running away from the world.
Yeah, because yeah, everyone was looking for him. Man.
The internet's a powerful thing.
Yeah.
It can show you everything you want to see and... Everything you don't want to see.
Everything you don't want to see. Well, it's like that, you know. But in the end of that discussion, right, I said, well, see, it wouldn't be... It's so powerful because it's so useful. And yeah, it's kind of scary, but it's so useful, though. It's so hard to give up once you know that you could do it, you know.
Dude, iRobot, bro. They're going to take that's right. over...
That's right.
And be like, the only way to protect you is to take you out.
Yeah.
Because you can't be protected.
Yeah, because you can't be trusted with yourself, right? So, yeah, that's...
Human beings are volatile creatures, man.
Yeah, that's right. They're the unknown quantity in that movie.
That's why the gods, they want to be us, right? They're jealous of
that's
us.
That's right. That's right. Because we have free will, man.
Forget that, yo. I'd be immortal. I'm down.
You're down to be immortal?
I would write everything down.
Oh. Okay, but see, who would be around to read it?
Everyone alive!
Okay.
They would be like, whoa, how do you have history of this? Now I have pictures. now have proof.
Right.
With the picture.
See, but that would suppose that there would be people after everyone you know is dead, right? And then some other civilization comes up, and then you're going to tell them this is what used to happen.
I would have to assume that that would happen because I'm going to be alive that long.
Right, right, right.
Hopefully. I mean, hopefully immortality doesn't end.
Yeah, I'm. You know, for someone who's read a lot, okay, that sounds wrong because I don't actually read that all that much. But you know, my opinion is supposed to be I shouldn't want to be immortal because that's a long time, man, forever. You're going to experience regret and loss, right? For so many different cycles, and you can't even count because you're going to be alive forever, right? But a very insistent part of me wants to live forever also, though. You know why? It's because I want to see how the story ends, man. You know, if you view your life as a story, right?
You want to be a character in the show until...
Yeah, you know how in The Simpsons... Simpsons has run for like 20 years and Bart is still in the fifth grade or something? Or
yeah.
Third grade? Yeah, maybe I want that kind of immortality, dude. Where you're just the same and then you just keep experiencing newer and newer things.
So you want to be a vampire?
I don't know, dude. Being a vampire seems to be a very messy thing.
Well, you could be like Angel. Mm-hmm. You could choose your vampire, right?
Right.
You could drink pig's blood.
Yeah. Or like that show on Sci-Fi, Being Human. Have you ever seen
Being
that?
Human?
Dude.
I like the British version of that.
Okay, I have not seen the British version, but you and Shannon. Oh, Shannon, you remember Shannon?
Shannon.
Yeah.
Shout outs to Shannon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know Shannon.
Yeah. So she said when I told her that I started watching Being Human, she said, "You mean the American version? How dare you?" You know, like I did something wrong, like it was a crime or something. But yes, I promise you, I will.
It is criminal to watch
the American version.
It's so watered down.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, British, or I don't know if it's British. Yeah, I think it is. It was on BBC.
It might have been British. I don't know. I like so. What you're saying is I'm setting myself up for like. Excellence, because I see the Being Human American, right? And then when I see the British version, I'm like, oh my god, this is so much better.
Well, don't go into it thinking that it's gonna be like so much better. Watch it for what it is and then have your own opinion, I'd say.
Okay.
Because you know, when you go into a movie thinking it's gonna be
good or better,
yeah,
compared to something else, right?
When you have expectations, that's how things get bad. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Dragon Ball Z, the movie, or Dragon Ball Evolution, whatever it was called, would have been a great movie if people didn't watch Dragon Ball Z through their childhood.
Yeah, that's right.
If you saw that movie, it would be like, wow, that movie's great.
Mm-hmm.
But then The Forbidden Kingdom came out, mm-hmm, which is almost the same story,
yeah,
and you're like, wow, now that movie is great.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the only difference between those two movies is that
one of them is called Dragon Ball. Yeah, that's
you
right.
know, like, what? Everything's the same. Yeah. The Monkey King even has Power Pole Extend.
Yeah.
It was nuts. You know, well, ranting about movies.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right. But
that's
what's
going on in the podcast today, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all going in there, man.
Dude, speaking of immortality.
Okay.
Liv Tyler, Arwen, you know?
Yeah.
She gave it up so that she could experience mortality.
Hmm.
I don't know.
See, yeah. That's right. That's right. So, see... That's part of what I'm talking about. Like, I don't know why I'm on the fence about it. Because a big part of me is saying, well, yeah, immortality would be bad, right? Because, you know, you'd only know one set of loved ones, right? Like Arwen. Arwen chose, okay, this is the one right here. What's his name?
Aragorn.
I'm so sorry. I did not.
No problem.
Yeah. I watched the movie. Does that count? I'm sorry. Okay.
I'm sure you read the books when you were a child.
No, I did not. See, that's what I'm gonna apologize for.
I have a confession. I never read the books.
Okay.
They were a little long. Tolkien talks
a little,
in tongues.
A little long, man.
They were like War and Peace.
I think if Matt were here, he would have slapped both of us.
that's okay. I would take the slap.
Yeah. So on one side, yeah, I agree with Arwen. Yeah, maybe we should just live our lives, and then that'd be it. You know, be accept the fact that this life just has an ending, and we will sooner or later get to it, right? But another part of me is saying, man, but I want to know how these things turned out. You know, like, did we achieve world peace? Did we leave Earth before the sun went supernova or mm-hmm. something? That's so interesting. I want to see that.
Well, you could do, you know, the Walt Disney. Mm-hmm. You could just kind of freeze yourself.
Freeze myself?
Mr. Freeze, man.
Yeah. That would be cool.
That'd also be kind of superhuman, because what happens when your brain, like, comes out, you know? Are you just mush? A potato?
You know how when you put a banana in the freezer, then you take it out? The texture's not the same anymore?
I've never actually eaten a banana out of the freezer, Rums.
Okay.
How is that?
So you put any sort of fruit or vegetable in the freezer, and then you take it back out, and then you try eating it. It doesn't taste as if it were just, you know, you resurrected it. What happens is, and Alton Brown.
I do like good eats, bro.
Alton Brown explained this to me. He said that since, you know, ice crystals are jagged, when you freeze something, the ice crystals expand and then they break cell walls and cell membranes. So that's why the food turns into mush when it gets thawed back out. And that's not good for some things, but it's good for other things. Like, I know frozen bananas is the first ingredient in banana ice cream cheating, you know. What you do, you freeze some bananas, whatever, however many you want to eat, and then when they come out, when they're hard, right, you cut them up, and then you put them in the blender.
That's not a smoothie?
Well, because it tastes like ice cream, that's why.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a one ingredient ice cream. Well, it would be wrong to call it ice cream, because ice cream would necessarily have cream, right?
Well, some type of dairy. I mean, you could call it gelato,
You would probably call it banana.
No one really cares about that.
Yeah, banana sherbet or something. Well, whatever, right?
I think that mandarin oranges taste better out of the freezer.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to.
Oh, man.
You mean those little things?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. Seedless.
Seedless. So you tangerines, just keep popping basically. Them. Right.
They're like little drugs.
They're like a little.
You scratch your neck, your beard gets a little.
Yeah. Kind of citrusy, right?
Yeah, no. You just scratch your neck because it's drugs. You can't have enough.
Yeah, you can. I'm going to have to try that. Okay, so we talked about how you joined the band. So what's happening with you lately?
I work at a bar and grill, kind of like I always have.
Right.
Now, I kind of stayed in the same building,
but not in the same restaurant.
Yeah. My boss changed.
Yeah.
And so did my demeanor.
But from what I understand, you work with some talented people as well.
I work with some musically talented, beautiful women, though. Mm-hmm. Blows my mind.
Yeah.
Whenever those ladies come in the back to get some water, it's hard to concentrate.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that. But they're real. You know, mm-hmm. That's the thing. That's
they're not putting on something in order to.
I mean, I wish they'd put something on.
That's just you. Yeah.
Well, personally,
that's just you. Right. So,
me and everyone who comes to the bar.
I think when Matt and I visited Calvin at the bar, the woman, she was singing a version of Creep, and she was on the piano, wasn't she?
You're speaking of Jen.
Yeah.
I don't work with Jen. She's just a musician.
So how do we get in on that? You know.
How do we get in on Jen? You say hello.
Yeah, I guess that's step zero, right?
Yeah.
No, but how do we get in on performing? I think we should perform something.
Truth be told, I'm really not sure how to approach managers about wanting to gig, other than saying,
I want to gig.
Yeah, like, hey, you guys looking for...
I noticed there's no one playing on Tuesday or
yeah,
whatever.
Something like that, I'd guess. Mac and Marty has live music seven nights a week, so...
Wow.
You know?
Yeah.
Art has, you know, some overlapping musicians, like Mike Hartendorp.
Mm-hmm. Shout-outs to Mike
Shout-outs to brother.
Yeah.
Shout-outs to Mike. He plays, you know, with a different band basically every day.
Mm-hmm.
He plays solo at Mac and Marty's on, I think it's Tuesday nights?
Yeah.
Monday nights? I'm not...
So, like, at this point? Yeah.
Yeah. And then Friday night, you know, service entrance. There. So.
And he's part of that band, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then he has a TJ Hubert experience or experiment.
He's part of that, dude?
On Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. There's, like, service entrance. There's Trey.
Yeah.
That band is...
Come on, dude.
I want to give shout-outs to all those guys in that band. Trey, Mike, Vince, Jude, TJ, you're all geniuses.
Very very common names, but uncommon talent.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
They know how to keep it down in the rhythm section, I want to say. Plus, they play regulators. How can you go wrong?
You can't go wrong with
regulators. When I heard Trey play freaking regulators at Blue Night... University of Guam with Kofu.
Yeah.
Boy.
Awesome. That's a, well, what's Regulators? Who is that?
That is Warren G. And Nate Dogg.
R.I.P. Nate Dogg.
They mount up.
So Matt is on a thread of like, we should cover some hip hop songs. Well, do you have any recommendations for any hip hop songs we can cover?
I don't disagree with that idea.
Mm-hmm. Do you think we should go with the old school stuff like Regulators or like Laffy Taffy, or do we think we should do newer stuff?
I don't think we should do Laffy Taffy. D4L stopped being popular for a reason, you know?
It's only because Laffy Taffy is one of those things that Matt likes to play on the guitar.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's good stuff. Mm-hmm. If we could incorporate that into something else, yeah, other than the lyrics. You need lyrics when you do hip hop. I like T.I. Yeah. I like, you know, I love Justin Timberlake.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Justin Bieber's new explosion onto the scene.
Yeah.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that whole Nicki Minaj collab.
Right.
That was
right.
Good stuff.
Yeah, that was good.
Other than that, it's hard to think about. I love R&B.
Yeah. Okay.
R&B, man. Me and Neo and Bruno Mars, we get along.
Right. Hey, do you want to do a Bruno Mars song?
Dude.
Like what?
I like Just the Way You Are.
You know how to play it? If you know how to play it, I'll sing it.
I play it in the key of E, however. That's all right.
All right.
So it's very drop. It's very island.
Yeah.
It could be Imo.
Yeah, okay, let's check it.
I know when I compliment her, she won't believe me.
and so it's so sad to think she don't see what I see. But every time she asks me, do I look okay? I say, when I see your face, there's not a thing that I would change. 'Cause you're amazing, just the way you are. And when you smile, the whole world stops and stares for a while. Girl, you're amazing, just the way you are. Yeah, her lips, I can kiss them all day if she'd let me. Her laugh, she hates but I think it's so sexy. She's so beautiful, and I tell her every day. Oh, you know, you know, you know, you never ask you to change. If perfect's what you're searching for, then just stay the same. So don't even bother asking if you look okay. You know what I'll say when I see your face. There's not a thing that I would change. 'Cause you're amazing, just the way you are. And when you smile, the whole world stops and stares for a while. 'Cause girl, you're amazing, just the way you are.
Part is very much the soul.
Yeah.
That's when Bruno's like all over the place.
Kind of just there in it. Yeah, that's true. So I'm gonna call it the last podcast because I don't know when he's gonna email me the file for it. But Matt asked everyone who's listening whether they wanted us to cover songs by the Used. Have you ever heard of the Used?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So the two songs that he mentioned were Blue and Yellow, and Buried Myself Alive. You familiar with any of those? Yeah.
This is Blue and Yellow.
Okay, so at least Calvin knows it, so we could go ahead if you want the Blue and Yellow.
You know, there's no IMO value with the Used, man.
Okay.
Who's asking for these Used
covers? No. See, in the previous podcast, Matt was introducing me to some emo.
Okay.
Right, so...
You want some emo, Ron?
Okay.
Dude, I got some emo for you.
Okay, some emo. So just a quick note here. He dropped D the
oh my god.
What's the name of the song?
This is called Ohio Is for Lovers.
By the way, if you hear me typing, it's because I'm looking up the lyrics on my Google.
course changes.
Yeah. Do you see that?
Gets real. This is screamo, bro. This is my old roommate CJ's stuff. Shout out to CJ.
CJ.
CJ. Christina and the sack sack.
My eyes.
Oh, that's.
You got to keep the bear claw on the whole time.
Oh God. Yes, I will learn this.
Okay. That works too.
Sorry, I reverted to natural chords.
So...
Slow things down or speed them up.
I don't know how to sing that part.
Maybe there's a pre-chorus, you know.
Slow things down, speed them up. Not enough or way too much. How are you when I'm gone? And I can't make it. Oh, that's the chorus.
Yeah.
I can't make it on my own.
I can't make it on my own.
Because my heart is in Ohio. So cut my wrists and black my eyes.
Cut my wrists and black my eyes.
So I can't fall asleep tonight. Or die.
Because
you killed me. You know you do. You kill me well.
You like it too. And
yeah, this song, man, makes me cry on the end.
But you know, no, but you know, now that I've been listening to more emo, I kind of get where it's coming from, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Matt explained to me, and he's been a big fan of emo for some time.
Yeah.
And it's because it takes you to a place where you can feel something, right? Because a common complaint among in these songs is that they couldn't feel anything. So.
Well, you know, you can just do drugs if you want to get taken somewhere.
But you know,
it's called jail.
Yeah. It's called, you know, like words like "because you killed me," you know, you do, you kill me well, you like it too, and I can tell that can't, you know, nothing can stop you from feeling stuff like that. You know, like that's.
Well, I mean, the words that are written there, the way they're singing it, boy, you got some problems.
Yeah, yeah.
You need
that's
some
true.
Jesus.
Y'all need Jesus.
Y'all need some Jesus. CM Punk's not the only one.
No. okay, so I can't make it on my own because my heart, you know, and really, for the longest time, you know, I don't know if I could speak for the imaginary friends on this, but for me myself, I've for the longest time I just laughed at this song, you know, like, God, this is so emo, you know, like so.
Well. Yeah, it is.
It's really over the
it
top.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
Just like Dashboard, in my opinion,
right.
Is kind of over the top in feeling
yeah.
kind of sorry for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
This song is more feeling sorry that someone's doing this to you.
Yeah. So, like last week, Matt and I did a cover of The Best Deception.
Ooh.
Yeah. So after the podcast, I'll let you hear it.
That's too. A beautiful song from Dashboard.
Yeah. Well, I think that has the potential to become like one of our like standby covers. You know? Okay, so we should close out the podcast with one more song. Maybe.
Okay. You want to get some hip hop in it?
Maybe. Depends on what you're gonna suggest.
You know, I really like doing Good Girls Go Bad by Cobra Starship, but you don't know that song that well, right?
But I do know it goes, Good Girls Go Bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. That counts as hip-hop? That counts as...
Well, it's pop, I mean.
Yeah. Right. But it's the, like, the prevailing mood of the time, right, when it was released.
What would that be? That would be rock nowadays.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's hippies rock, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like or the hipster rock, not yeah. Hippie rock.
The whole hay, right, and the home. And the...
No, Lumineers?
Yeah, the Lumineers.
That's country.
I do like that song.
Because Fun is like glam rock. Yeah. Modern glam rock, right? Because they sound exactly like Queen.
They've kind of updated it and made it.
Yeah. All right, for hip-hop, we can do some Nicki Minaj. You want to do some... You know how to do Nicki Minaj with me now?
Okay. So what do you want to play?
This is What I Do.
Take it up one half step so it's easier.
Okay. Where are you gonna go? Yeah. Okay. That works. There may be a little more added to this song then, since it's in this key now. Yeah. I mean, that's how the world works, yo. If the song's in the key and it fits the progression, why not throw it in, right?
Why not?
Show you off. Tonight I wanna show you off. Hey, what you got? A billion could have never bought. We're gonna party like it's 30-12 tonight. I wanna show you all the finer things in life. So let's forget about the world, we're young tonight. I'm coming for ya, I'm coming for ya. Cause this one is for them boys with the booming system. Top down AC with the cooling system. When he come up in the club, he plays enough. He's got stacks on deck like he's saving up. Cause he ill, he real, he might got a deal. He pop bottle and he got the right type of bill. Fly, he might sell coke. He's always in the air, but he never flies coach. He's a motherfucking trip, sailor on a ship. When he makes you trip, kiss him on the lips. If that's the kind of dude I was looking for. And yes, you get slapped if you're looking old. I said, excuse me, you're a hell of a guy. I mean, my, like a pelican fly. I mean, you're so shy and I'm loving your tie. You're like sicker than the guy with a thing in his eye. And oh, yes I did. Somebody please tell him who the F I is. I am Nicki Minaj, I'm Mac the Dudes Up. Mac Coops Up, Chuck Deuce Up. I was gonna transition back.
Yeah.
Black, but I don't know how. Ah.
Let the machine work.
That was good though, that little transition into.
Yeah.
I really like that. Okay, here we go. This one is from the boys in the polos. Entrepreneur, N-words and the moguls. He could roll with the crew, he could solo. But I think I like him better when he dolo. And I think I like him better with the fitted cap on. He ain't even gotta try to put the Mac on. He just gotta give me that look. When he give me that look, then the panties coming off. Excuse me, you're a hell of a guy. You know I really got a thing for an American guy. I mean, sigh, sickening eyes. I can tell that you're in touch with your feminine side. You know? Yes, I did. Somebody please tell him who the F I is. I am Nicki Minaj, I'm Mac the Dudes Up, Back Roots Up, and Chuck the Dudes Up.
Heartbeat running away, running like a drum, and it's coming your way. Can't you hear that boom, ba dum boom, 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 baby? Super bass, boom, 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 baby. Super bass. The beauty and the beast.
Shout out to Justin Bieber, man.
That's shout awesome. Out to the J Biebs and Nicki Minaj. In time.
That was a pretty good mix right there.
I like how you didn't expect that.
He pumped me on my own guitar playing. That was good, dude. But by the way, guys, you have just witnessed the workings of Calvin the Cover Machine Elm, dude. Awesome.
That's some SBS.
Musical SBS, dude.
Strategic Battle Syndrome.
You kind of did an Elm maneuver.
Yeah. Went right past your front lines, yo. Hit you with a planet.
Hit you with a...
I took two of them with one ship and then collided.
And then collided with them, dude. That's awesome. Okay, so until then, thank you for listening to our little podcast here. How long has it been, anyway? You know how it is. We've been talking for 46 minutes.
Well, you know, stuff happens,
that's
yo.
That's right.
Forrest Gump should be a billionaire for all those things.
So don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Gunshy Patriots. Our Facebook is also facebook.com/Gunshy Patriots. We even have a MySpace, believe it or not. MySpace.com/Gunshy Patriots. So, and if you do like this program, please recommend it to your friends. Our album replacement program is still going on. If you have an old debut album, we have a new debut album coming up. You can get it replaced if you see one of us or if you contact us through any of our social media outlets.
Yeah, man, get the second ed. First ed's kind of...
Yeah, it was kind of sucky. So sorry about that. But since you paid $5 for it, you know, we might as well give you the best one available. Right? Okay, so from the plantation, this is Romel.
This is Calvin.
All right.
Shoo!
Signing off, yeah.